sweet Sir Toby, be patient for tonight. Since the youth of the Count's was today with my lady, she is much out of quiet. For Monsieur Malvolio, let me alone with him. If I do not gull him into a nayword and make him a common recreation, do not think I have wit enough to lie straight in my bed. I know I can do it. Marry, sir, sometimes he is a kind of Puritan, the devil of a Puritan that he is, or anything constantly but a time-pleaser, an affectioned ass that cons state without book and utters it by great swathes, the best persuaded of himself, so crammed as he thinks with excellences that it is his grounds of faith that all that look on him love him. And on that vice in him will my revenge find notable cause to work. I will drop in his way some obscure epistles of love, wherein, by the colour of his beard, the shape of his leg, the manner of his gait, the expression of his eye, forehead and complexion, he shall find himself most feelingly personated. I can write very like my lady, your niece. On a forgotten matter, we can hardly make distinction of our hands. Sport royal, I warrant you. I know my physic will work with him. I will plant you too, and let the fool make a third where he shall find the letter. Observe his construction of it. For this night, to bed, and dream on the event. Farewell.